Please be seated. It's good to be king, says Louis XIV in Mel Brooks' film History of the World, Part 1. That is true in our secular world, but for Jesus and his followers, it was more complicated than that. Today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. This day reminds us that there is a king we follow who is just. Christ the King Sunday is new to the church. Pope Pius XI introduced it in 1925, a time when despotic rulers and systems were beginning to take hold in Europe. Hitler, Mussolini, and Lenin. The Pope wanted to advance a message of security through the rule of Christ over the chaos of tyranny. Next Sunday begins our new church year. It will be Advent. So when we arrive at this time during the year, I think it's good to take a tour of where we have been during our liturgical year. So we started out in Advent with the color purple or blue, and we hear the silence of the prophets and the breathless waiting of the Israelites for a Messiah. Christmas is white or gold, and it's a celebration of the purity of an infant and the kingdom of God that is to come through him. And then we move on to Epiphany. Green means to make known, and we hear the ways through which God was revealed in Jesus. Lent. Purple. Ash Wednesday, we receive the ashes and we journey hearing about people just like you and me who are faithful and selfish. Others who heard the good news and responded or laughed. And those who viewed Jesus' life and responded as well as those who walked away. And then Holy Week, Passion Week, red, black. We welcome Jesus into our hearts in Jerusalem. And then we find ourselves shouting, "Crucify him." And along the way, we have our feet washed in the upper room. We view his death at the cross. We weep with Peter as we reject him. And we meet together at the great vigil of Easter. Easter, white, dawns to the sound of Alleluia. Mary saying, "He is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia." The Easter lilies adorn this holy space as we remember our own baptisms and we rejoice that he lives. And then those great 50 days of Easter, we celebrate new life and listen into the conversations of the disciples as they begin life anew. We watch as those who had persecuted Christ's followers now fall on their knees in awe and wonder. We experience for ourselves freedom and joy, power and strength with Christ. And then Pentecost, red, the flames of the Holy Spirit coming down on the people of God from hiding out in a small upper room to proclaiming to the world this new life in Christ. An ordinary time. Or the season after Pentecost, green, those 28 Sundays after the great 50 days where we experience new life through the ordinary people living ordinary lives in sacrificial and faithful ways. And today, the church year culminates in Christ the King Sunday. And our gospel for today may seem a little out of place for you. Transported back in time, we find our Jesus on the cross. Confusing maybe, yet it carries that powerful message to us and reminds us that Jesus loves us, cares for us, and forgives us. And so we experience Zacchaeus coming down out of the sycamore tree again in another way. Resolving to not resolving to not miss this divine moment, this time with Jesus to get away from him, the thief asks Jesus to remember him when Jesus enters his kingdom. Jesus' words to the thief, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise," brought sheer, unadulterated ecstasy, unspeakable joy to the thief. Here at the end of the Christian year, Jesus' last act on earth was to proclaim for a repentant sinner that he would be with him that day in heaven. And not just that day, but forever. Surely, I'm sure most of you know or know somewhat of the story of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran scholar who left Germany to escape Hitler. He moved to New York, but then he wrestled deeply with himself. What good is faith if he can live safely in New York while his parishioners could be killed at home in Germany for theirs? So he returned to Germany to fight Hitler's evil. He was arrested and murdered, but they could not kill the ray of light that Bonhoeffer introduced into the darkness. And we still have that light with us today. That is what the kingdom of Christ means. It is forgiveness we do not understand, mercy we cannot comprehend, and grace we do not deserve. It is otherworldly, and yet it is quite this worldly. It is quite the here and now. Light against darkness.